The following broadcast is a presentation of Mountford Free Methodist Church in Decatur, Illinois. Join us Sunday mornings for worship and life together throughout the week as we love God and love others. For service times and learn more about our community, go to DecaturFMC.org. Well, I want to get back to the swing of things here. It's been a good summer, but I want to get back to really what God has been teaching us and speaking to us as a church. And this is going to lead us to where he wants us here. If you remember right around Easter time, we had Revive. Pastor Doug Newton came and really had spoke some specific words for us and for the church there. And during that time, we heard from the Lord of saying, we need to be a church that cries out before God. Which means we need to be a church that are always on our knees crying out to Him with everything that we have. We need to be a church also that raises the ceiling, which means we want to be a church that grows, that gets higher and deeper in the love of Jesus. This led us into a study with Nehemiah, and while we studied Nehemiah, I specifically heard God say we need to be a church that fasts and prays. And then we went into a study on what it means to fast and pray. And we looked at all of the different stories in Scripture and the different powerful things that happen when people come together and they fast and they pray. Powerful things happen. God moves in mighty ways. Revival happens. And then that led us to one thing that we saw at the very end is when we fast and pray, though, as Jesus did, what happened? Satan comes. And he will do everything he can in his power to try to destroy us, to try to get us down, to try to tempt us. And so this leads us to our next series as we look at spiritual warfare. How can we overcome whatever Satan comes our way or brings our way? Now, I think all of us would say, yes, we believe in God. We believe in Satan, right? We believe that Satan is here, and the scripture even tells us who Satan is. It gives us three different descriptions of Satan. It says in John 10:10 that Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. That's what Satan wants to do. Those are three main characteristics of him. He doesn't want the best for you. He only wants to drag you down. He wants to destroy you. He wants to steal things from you. He wants to kill you. Steal, kill, and destroy. When I was in high school, I saw something that just scared me. I think I was about a junior in high school. In my youth group, I was a part of a group that we just kind of prayed together. And our youth pastor in this small group was training us to disciple and to reach out and to evangelize. And one of the things, I grew up in Waukegan, Illinois, right on Lake Michigan. One of the things that we did was we went to the lakefront. And we kind of walked up and down the lakefront, and there's many people there. And our objective was basically just to find people and talk with them and to hear their story and to share our story, our testimony, and to maybe pray for them if they're willing or whatever it may be. And so so we paired up into two people. It was myself and another a friend of mine who was with me. And so we went walking down and talked with many people. There was one person that we came to. I noticed right away he was just an odd guy. He never really looked at me in the eye. He was very fidgety, shaky. He had money. I remember he had money in his hand, and he was so shaky, the money would jingle, and he would try to count the money. I would talk with him and ask him about his story. Tell me a little bit about yourself. He didn't really say much. And then I asked him, do you want to know my story? Can I share my testimony with you? And it was at this time where he did something that I would never forget. For the first time, he looked at me straight in the eyes, and his eyes changed color. And then in a deep voice, he looked at me, and in a deep voice he said, "Leave him alone, he's mine." Instantly, I just felt the darkness. I didn't know what to do with it. My friend just kind of took me by the arm and dragged me away. But I wanted to pray for him. I didn't want it to leave there. But instantly, it made me think of the story in Mark chapter 5, 1 through 13, where maybe, I mean, several of you and even myself, I might look at that and say, well, it could have been anything. But I was reminded of Mark chapter 5, when Jesus came and spoke to a demon-possessed man, and this man was doing some very weird things. And it was the demon inside of this man who spoke directly to Jesus and actually asked Jesus, begged Jesus to let him go, because the demon knew who he was, and the demon shuddered when he thought of Jesus. I thought of this story. And it was my youth pastor who said, it was probably wise for you. You don't know how to go forth. It was probably wise for you to leave. But my youth pastor said, it very well could have been Satan talking, or the demon talking to you, because of the type of tone he used. Leave him alone, he's mine. I don't know whatever happened to that man. All we did as a group was we just gathered together and prayed for him. But I see in Scripture, and I believe that that type of stuff happens. And what I need us to understand is this. Maybe many of us probably don't see that type of stuff. But the truth is this. There is good and there is evil. There is God and there is Satan, who is trying to do everything he can to tear us down and to distract us and to destroy us. He is. He's trying to tempt us in many ways. And we have to be aware of it. We can't just say, oh no, that's just what happens in the Bible. Well, no. It happens today. And he's trying to attack you. And he's trying to tear you down. And he's trying to tempt you. He's trying to tempt me. And we have to be aware of the battle, the spiritual battle that's going around. So we talked about when we are being the church that fasts and prays, guess what happens? Satan is going to try to attack us. Why? Because we're making him nervous. Maybe you might say, man, I can't remember the last time that Satan tried to attack me. I might say then, I don't think you're making him nervous then. I think you might have to do something in your life. I want to be that type of person where I am on the radar of Satan because I am making him nervous. I want him to think, this is Paul Alf. He's going to change the kingdom of God. I have to stop him and do something about him. I don't just want to live that life where Satan is like, that's Paul. I don't have to be worried about him. That's why I get excited when I feel that Satan is trying to attack me, because I know I'm doing something right. And because I know that I have all the power to overcome and to stand up against anything Satan comes my way. So what we're going to do during this series is we're going to look at specific ways of how we can rise up and how we can overcome anything that Satan comes our way. Here are some different ways that Satan may be attacking you today. The first one is he might be attacking you through your emotions. He might be trying to get you down, make you depressed, make you feel like you aren't good enough. All of these are lies. He's trying to attack you through your emotions. He might be trying to attack you through your thoughts. He might be trying to control your thoughts, your mind. He's making you overthink something or making you believe in something that really isn't true. Satan might be attacking you today through your schedule. He might be trying to get you to fill your schedule up with things to get you distracted from God or the things that God wants you to do. So he's trying to fill your schedule of saying, no, I can't do the things that God really wants me to do. A famous author and pastor, Craig Groeschel, said this: if the devil can't make us really bad, he will make us really busy. Satan might try to attack you today through distractions. He's trying to distract you from things that God is doing. And he's trying to distract you maybe with money, with work, with lust, etc., etc., etc. It goes on and on and on. Maybe he's trying to distract you or trying to attack you today through temptation, because he knows your weaknesses and he is attacking those weaknesses every day. His biggest enemy against God is sin. And so he is tempting us to try to get us to sin, because he knows that sin separates us from God. And so there's this spiritual battle that's going on. We see Satan attacking the weaknesses when Jesus himself was in the wilderness, right? When Jesus was in the wilderness, it said during his weakest time, Satan came and attacked him. He's doing the same to us. He knows our weaknesses. He knows the things that are getting us down. He even knows the weaknesses of our family. That's why we have things called generational sin. He will see a child being hurt by their father and say to that child, you know that that's who you are and that's who you're going to become. And get them at the weakest moment. And we see a generational sin that just occurs over and over again. 1 Peter 5, 8, and 9. It says, be alert and sober-minded. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of suffering. So we see here that it says that Satan is prowling like a roaring lion. Have you ever seen a lion? Probably, hopefully not in real life. That would be scary. But like on the Discovery Channel or something like that in a movie. How does a lion find its prey? It kind of lurks around or kind of hides around, and it sees a herd of animals, and he tries to find the weakest one. And then once it finds the weakest one, then the lion just pounces on it and attacks that weakest one. It's the same. What the scripture is saying is Satan does the same thing to us. He finds our weakest moments and he attacks. So what do we do? The next several weeks, we're going to dive into Ephesians chapter 6. And this week, we're going to look at the beginning part of it. And then after that, Ephesians chapter 6, the full armor of God, talks about specific ways that you can do, things that you can do to help stand up against anything that Satan will come our way. So if you have your Bible, turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6. We're going to start in verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6, starting in verse 10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm. We're going to stop there for a second. This is kind of a motivational speech that Paul is telling the church. Paul is motivating the church and telling the church, who is getting attacked left and right by Satan. Paul is telling and motivating the church to stand up, to rise up, and to resist anything that Satan tries to do. I mean, you see the wording here. The wording we see, be strong, mighty power, take your stand, put on the full armor of God, stand your ground, stand firm, be alert. All of these things, very strong language. Paul is telling us that we are overcomers and we have to stand our ground with anything Satan throws our way. There is not one time in Scripture that it tells us whenever we face Satan that we run away. There's never a time in Scripture that it says whenever you see Satan attacking, well, just crawl in a fetal position and be afraid. It doesn't tell us that. It says whenever Satan tries to attack, you stand against it. you don't run. And what we're going to notice is the armor of God. When we look at every part of the armor, it protects the front. There is not one part of the armor that protects the back. Why? Because we don't run. Because we stand up and we fight against anything that Satan comes our way. We see four different times in this small text, in three verses, four different times where it tells us to stand. And so we are called to stand up and to rise up. And we are called to see what Satan is doing. We know that he's trying to tempt us. We know that he's trying to bring us down. And so what do? We rise up and stand up against anything he tries to bring our way. Why? Because we are victorious through Jesus Christ, who gives us the strength. We don't have to be afraid. Even in Mark chapter 5, when Jesus himself was speaking to the demon inside of this man, the demon shuddered when he thought about Jesus. It terrified him. The demon begged Jesus to help him. The demon said, Jesus, could you just put us in all of those herds of pigs? Why? Because Jesus has all the victory and authority over anything that Satan comes our way. The victory has already been won on the cross. We don't have to be afraid. We don't have to run away. The victory is already won. When I was in college, and they took all of us leaders on a hiking trip in the Smoky Mountains for 10 days. In the Smoky Mountains, I was a little bit nervous because I heard that there's a lot of bears in the Smoky Mountains. And so they actually trained us of what to do if we would ever face a bear. You know, that didn't help me much. I'm like, I don't know if I really want to go. But this is what you're supposed to do. They gave us all a bear whistle. And so we had this whistle hanging around our neck wherever we go. And if we would ever face a bear, we are supposed to blow this whistle as loud as we can. And we're supposed to lift our arms up in the air and scream at the bear as loud as we can and say, ah! What it says is we're supposed to get big. And I'm like, I don't know if I really want to do that. I could see the bear roaring back louder than I roared at him. But what happens is whenever someone does that, it shows the bear that they're not afraid, they're not weak, and the bear usually just walks away. They notice it's usually the people who are afraid or who tries to run away. Those are the people who might get attacked by a bear. It's the same thing with Satan. What Paul is telling us here is he is telling us we have to make a stand. We have to rise up against it because we know that we are stronger. We're stronger than anything that Satan can bring our way. You might say to yourself, but I'm not strong, I'm weak. Well, you're right. But in your weakness, he makes you strong. And through Christ, you can do anything. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Ephesians 6:18, at the end of the full armor of God, says, be alert and always keep on praying. When we pray, we are coming to the one who has all the authority. This is something that I learned when I was in high school as well. That any time we feel that Satan is trying to attack us, that one of the first things you do is you say the name of Jesus out loud. Why? Because we already saw the demons shudder at the name of Jesus. Because they already know the victory is already won, and they know that they're not going to win. And there have been times when I have felt Satan attack me, and out loud I say, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke him. There's times when I'm praying over the church and I feel a darkness. I feel that Satan is doing whatever he can to try to tear people down. I will just pray throughout the sanctuary, in the name of Jesus, I command you to leave. He shudders at the name of Jesus. So what do we learn today? That there is Satan, and he will attack, and he will try to get you down. He will try to tempt you. And when he does, don't run. Don't be afraid. Stand up. Rise up. And get ready to fight. And know that the victory is already won. Through Jesus, you have the victory to overcome any temptation that comes your way. Stand firm. Stand up. Be strong. And be ready every single day to fight. Because it's every day where Satan is trying to get you down. Let's pray. Jesus, this is hard stuff sometimes to talk about. But Lord, it's true. We see it all over Scripture. We see it all over our world. We see how Satan is trying to attack. Lord, thank you for giving us the strength. And thank you for giving us the victory through the cross and through the empty grave. So Lord, I pray for each and every one of us that we won't run, we won't be afraid. But God, I pray that each and every one of us will stand firm and fight. Lord, in our weakness, make us strong. I pray for some who are here today who just really feel that Satan is tempting them and attacking them. God, I pray that you will give them the strength. And I pray, God, that you will help them to stand and to not give in to the temptation. Every one of us, Satan is trying to distract, trying to get down. He's trying to kill, steal, and destroy. Thank you, God, for the victory that we have in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we close this service, there's really a perfect song, I think, that we need to sing together. And that's Victory in Jesus. So let's rise, let's stand, And let's sing this promise that we have in the Lord together, victory in Jesus.